A new plan unveiled by the province aims to strengthen Ontario's agri-food sector, including alleviating labor shortages, updating supply chain infrastructure, and boosting processing capacity. Released on November 28, the Grow Ontario strategy focuses on three areas of priority. Strengthen agri-food supply chain stability. Increase both the consumption and production of food grown and prepared in Ontario by 30%. Increase Ontario's food and beverage manufacturing GDP by 10%, and boost Ontario's agri-food exports 8% annually by 2032. This includes opening applications for the $10 million Food Security and Supply Chain Fund, which will provide funding for projects such as updated inventory software, expanded warehousing to allow increased inventory levels or automation equipment to address labor gaps. The province is also strengthening its food processing capacity and food security to position the sector for growth through the $25 million Strategic Agri-Food Processing Fund. Increase agri-food technology and adoption, boost research infrastructure, advance the uptake of new technologies, grow the market for Ontario innovative technologies domestically and globally, and grow the use of data to support efficiencies in the agri-food sector and value chain. The province will also begin consultations on modernizing the Agricultural Research Institute of Ontario Act to fuel innovation and support efforts to provide modern, relevant research information to farmers and agri-food businesses. Attract and grow Ontario's agri-food talent. The province aims to increase total agri-food sector employment by 10% by 2032, as well as increase awareness of modern, high-tech agri-food careers, opportunities for mentorship and hands-on job training, and support efforts to increase veterinary capacity in underserviced areas of the province. This includes launching public consultations to explore opportunities to modernize the Veterinarians Act as part of the plan to increase access to veterinary care in Ontario. The province said it consulted with farmers, Indigenous community representatives, food sector leaders, and businesses in devising the new plan. Agri-food stakeholders with ideas on how to increase efficiency are encouraged to submit their ideas here.